Welcome to VFN Radio's Extra Hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. We're so encouraged that you are joining us here today. We have so many interesting things, God's news, behind the news, wisdom moments, and all those wonderful humor moments. Join us, VFN Radio's Extra Hour. You're listening to VFN Radio's Extra Hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so encouraged that you have joined us, and you will be encouraged too. VFN Radio, join us in a few. We'll be right back.
Previously on the VFN Radio program.
You know, I want Steve to talk about, you know, we just had a man barricaded in his house saying he was going to, you know, end his life because of all the pressures taking place. We had all these things that are happening. But just tell us, you know, from a perspective of what you're seeing firsthand.
Well, I was
without any details.
Right. At work recently, you know, someone came up and while talking to him, you know, it just a lot of things just started unraveling to him. And as we were talking, and I just gave him the bill, and it was just all of a sudden, just that in itself was just the hay that broke the proverbial camel's back.
You didn't really know that he was coming to the end of himself, that his gods were falling, everything he depended on,
that he previously
all of
looked
his
to.
Trust. Mm. And so all it took was a simple thing like a bill, more than what he thought it was going to be, and this guy lost it.
Yeah.
I mean, he lost it. We're not talking a $10,000, but we're talking, a little bit of extra money on the bill. But because everything's crashing, so what did he do at that point?
So as we were continuing to talk, he just said, you know, the benefits are falling apart. You know, they're telling me that the benefits are going to be taken away. And then just started talking about those that were ungrateful in his life for what he's doing for them. He's just like, you know, I just can't do it anymore. You know, nobody's grateful for what I'm doing. You know, people are just kind of, just speaking against me, and I'm doing everything I can. And he's just like, you know what? I can't do this anymore. If you need to go somewhere else to find what you need, then go ahead. And it just sounded like just a lack of hope. Like
he told his wife that, hey, you know, you need to go find you someone else. I mean, everything that was making demands of him, he just wanted to stop it.
Exactly.
Because he felt just all of his gods, everything that he depended on. Mm. You know, we say we're Christians, but the question is, who is our God?
Right.
That's right.
Who is our God? We find out who our God is when things start to fall apart. Do we still have a relationship with God, or do all of a sudden we're throwing our hands up? Do we only serve God as long as our provision is there?
Right.
And the thing is that that's what we found out. Provision was our God, but God wasn't our God.
Right.
That's
so significant because you really see how many people are following God and for many aren't aware of it. It's just like Christian means Christ follower. And you will find out very quickly if you're following Christ when all of a sudden something else is taken away from you, and that just causes an uproar or an upheaval in your life. And it takes humility to acknowledge this. It's like, okay, God, I'm following something apart from you because my life is showing it. Because if it was taken away from me and I'm following you, it doesn't matter if it was taken away from me. And a lot of things are being taken away in America. Mm-hmm. And people are finding out that they might say it, but very few people are following Jesus. And that is the perspective. That's the paradigm that we have to get, is that we might understand and realize that Christian means Christ follower, and many are saying they are Christians, but the reality is very few are following Jesus Christ.
That's it, and it's just the beginning of that taking place, and that's why when we're talking about, you know, honoring God with his tithes and offerings, it has nothing to do about money. It has to do about your heart, and you want to practice now doing that so you can trust God when you have increase or you have decrease, when you have a job or you don't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know that God's going to provide for you. Now's the time to do it, you know, before, and get your feet wet now, you know.
That's
and, you
right.
know, we'll figure it out, but get them wet now, mm-hmm. and hearing the voice of the Lord and walking in dependency to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And be ready too to be a witness. He said that when a great storm happens and great destruction or disaster is happening, he said, people will look at you as a believer and they'll say that you are, that they're going to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to be saved and that by God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. But also it means that's the point. You don't go, hey, you're going to be destroyed. You're going to say, you can have God too. Right. You won't let them know you can turn to God. I know that's what you were telling him.
Right.
You know, that when he started talking to the man, you know, who, and you know, we've all been at that point where you're just kind of losing it in the context and you're not making sense because the enemy's attacking you from every angle. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a military dude. He fought for our nation. I mean, that alone, when you come back to America, who didn't even know you were fighting,
exactly.
much less,
I appreciate yourself.
Yeah, much less the fact that when they do find out, they don't even recognize it as a man of valor,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they don't honor it, you know, and then top that off with all the financial and economic pressures. And they've been trained with guns. You know, you want to figure this thing out. You know, and so that's what you know. You begin to pray for him, right?
Yeah, yeah. And just share with him the process because I told him, I was like, I am you. I know right where you're at, and just share with him my transition and my journey coming out of the military. And it was just like I was at the very same moment and almost ended my life and took the life of someone else. But God stepped in, a God that I did not know. Stepped in and revealed himself to me when I cried out to a God that I didn't know and all of a sudden made me aware that what I was looking to, which I thought was important, was not important.
Mm.
And the reality is too, is just that you might not know that there's a God that loves you, but the reality is there is a God and his name is Jesus Christ and he wants to know you. And you can call out to him just like I did and just like I was telling this man, you can call out to
him. You didn't even know God.
No, I didn't. It's like
the God life, knew you, didn't
exactly,
he?
Exactly. The life that I lived, I wanted nothing to do with God. I was looking to everything in the world. I wanted what I wanted. And when I and this is what he was sharing with me, is just like, you know what? I just don't understand. I've told God what I want and he won't give it to me. He won't give it to me. And it's just like it was never about what we wanted. It's what God wants and the things that he wants for us is far greater than anything that we could ever want. What the world could ever give us. What God has for you through his son, Jesus Christ, is greater. Mm-hmm. And you can call out to him right now and just say, Jesus, I've looked to everything. I've looked to my job. I've looked to my benefits. I've looked to my marriage or just whatever. And just give it to Jesus, that weight, that burden, that stress, that constant tension, feeling like you're about to explode.
Yeah.
You can give that to Jesus.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He took it. He took all of that weight, all of that burden, all of that pressure. He took it so you don't have to. You can call out to him right now and just say, this is me. I feel like I'm going to explode. I'm going to explode on somebody if something doesn't change in my life.
Right.
And just say, you know what, Jesus? Please take this burden right now. Just take it off of me. Just take this. I just give it to Jesus right now, and I ask Jesus Christ to come into my life as my Lord and Savior. I just repent for looking to all of this. I repent for looking and expecting and demanding and complaining when I didn't get it. God, just take it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And just ask him to come into your life right now.
Yes.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
You can go to meetmyfather.org right now. We'll help you on that journey. Yes, meetmyfather.org. And we share with you a couple of our stories. Mm. And we want to make Father God known to you through his son, Jesus Christ. Meetmyfather.org. We'll be right back in a moment. Well, you know, I do want to say this morning to encourage you that VFN TV 3.0 app has arrived. We have all the new arrangements and conditions, and you already like it. It's got the, when you turn on your or open your VFN TV 3.0 app, you're going to have the recent broadcast will come right up. Anything that's happened on VFN TV, VFN Radio recently, right then. So you don't have to look for anything. I mean, what just happened will be right there in front of you. And then at the top, you have recent in the menu, but you also have series.
Mm-hmm.
In series, you just touch it, and it carries you over to the different series, like the highlights, mm-hmm. which also original intent and
right.
Wisdom moments and
prophetic words.
Prophetic words, mm-hmm. and those are series that it has right there. And then you have alphabetized next to it, which helps you if you're just looking for something. Hey, I remember that thing about the prodigal, and you could just choose alphabetized. But then at the bottom, you can choose live. Like a lot of you listen right now live, and that's available for you. You got to check it out. You know, if you haven't yet downloaded the VFN TV app or seen your upgrade yet, go to your iTunes store, go to your Google Play store, and type in VFN TV. It's VVictor FN TV, and you download the VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program app, and it's free. It's there for you to be able to encourage you. You're going to need an encouraging voice. You're going to need words of wisdom, and we need to build our relationship now so we're understanding each other, and we can trust each other and realize that we're in this for the right reason, capital R, Jesus Christ, and for the advancement of the king as his kingdom and the safety of his people.
You know, John, I've been really encouraged, you know, listening to Greg, you know, hearing about his, he's got a lot of direction about wanting to get, you know, start working out again. And, you know, I went to a local gym and they had a membership fee, man. They wanted like $50 a month.
$50 a month.
Yeah. I was like,
that's kind of cheap, actually.
Well, I mean, my workout plan is just going to work just to save up that $50 just so I can have a membership fee to get into the gym to start working out. I'm like, this ain't working, man. You know? And I'm like, I just can't do the $50. So I was like, I gotta find something that I can, you know, that's going to encourage me where there's no subscription fee.
Really?
And I found out. Check it out. You can subscribe. VFNTV.com. Become a subscriber. You get more content. You get more messages that'll encourage you. If you're not a subscriber, check it out. Go to VFNTV.com. Become a subscriber.
Steve, oh my goodness. How many times you're trying to explain Vine Fellowship Network? And like, really, how do you explain
right.
this awesome revelation? Well, so many people are talking to me and they want to know more because they're so attracted to being the church instead of going to the church. Well, that's why we have Vine Seminars. Vine Seminars is an awesome opportunity how you can begin to start seeing this progressive revelation
right.
that has just been shared by God, how it's not as complicated as religion's made it out to be, but how it truly, truly is all about family and really fulfilling the Great Commission.
Mm-hmm.
I want to encourage you, get a chance and find out more at vineseminars.org.
I think about that Promise Keepers when Coach McCartney began, you know, God touched his heart and he began to share with his friend about, we just got to get men together and we got to get
right.
people together. And two men, one man, then two men, then 40 men, as they began to do this and build small groups of men around America, then eventually that filled stadiums. But the stadiums weren't filled because Coach McCartney had an idea.
Mm-hmm.
It was because God wanted to begin to get men in small groups and begin to show them himself. And so that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is when it came out of the stadiums, it just died out.
That's right.
And what God birthed in us at that particular point was, you know, that it was time. What is the next step after the stadiums? And if you go look at our history, our history started with Next Step. And it was it wasn't just an idea. It was like, what's the next step after the stadium? Because these men were alive, you know, and they went back to sleep and they got back seduced again. They went back to where they were when they were dead. They came out. They came alive in the stadiums and the small groups, and they went back in the dust. So what was the problem? And then we went through a process of repentance where we went into the wilderness to repent for the turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, and God moved mightily. We finished that aspect of it. And then we went with the traditional model of what we've seen happen, and all we realized that is what's producing the death. And we had to stop that. Then God called us out to begin to birth, you know, what we're doing today, understanding that God wants his church back. And I think about this. Reverend Billy Graham worked really hard. I mean, they would start probably a year, 9 months in advance to focus and fill one particular stadium. And right. he would go in there, the stadium, and everybody worked so hard to bring whoever to come into that stadium and fill those seats to be able to preach the gospel to them once. Think about it. When he preached once, that all of a sudden, people would find God. People would get saved. And they, and he transformed a lot of our nation and our presidents and all the things because he just preached the gospel one stadium at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about this, you think about how very specifically that here we are today.
Right.
What we're finding out that God's called us to stadiums. We've seen the stadiums filled with people. We've seen them filled with people all across the nation. We've seen them. We've seen them crying out to God, and we've seen this taking place. But what's going to happen first, like the groundwork happened to Reverend Billy Graham when he began to work and do what was going on. He would begin to do the work, and then the stadium would be filled to preach the gospel once. But what we found out is this, in VFN Radio, based on what we're understanding at this present point, that when we share with over the 900 million people that are available right now and they're connected in the social media atmosphere, there's 1/6 of the world's population, that if we share with them VFN TV and the VFN Radio program, that out of every dollar that we use to share it with them, one of them comes and sits in our virtual stadium. And they don't come, and they like us on Facebook, or they connect to us and download our app, but they like us. And so $1 produces someone sitting in that seat based on what we presently see. Where, think about it. So, and with Reverend Billy Graham, who did an awesome thing for the Lord, you know, he preached once to him. But with VFN TV and the data radio program, when you sit in our virtual stadium, when you sit and listen and you have your VFN TV app, you have your VFN radio, you have Facebook, you have the VFN Torch. I mean, it's just, you're just every day the gospel is coming to everybody who sits in our stadium. When you help fill that stadium, that virtual stadium, for $1 per person, it looks like,
wow.
Think about it. I mean, if you just write $10 a month, you can fill 10 more seats in this virtual stadium. The probability is just huge. I mean, think about it. Even $100 a month, 100 new seats get filled a month. You have this 1,200 seats that you filled yourself all by yourself, or maybe even a dollar. We can begin to transform instantly. Think about it. I'm looking right now at a particular article on a broadcast that we had over 73,000 people. Think about that. That's a stadium of 73,000 people that heard the prophetic word over what's taking place on one particular segment. Be a part of it. Let's turn the heart of this nation, and we can turn the heart of this nation by filling this virtual stadium. And if we'll fill this virtual stadium, this is what I believe. We'll fill stadiums all around this nation, but they first have to be filled, and the gospel has to be sown into their hearts now. How can you do that? Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. Click on fill the stadium now, and maybe it's $1 a month, maybe it's $2 a month, maybe it's $100 a month. By doing that, you fill the virtual stadium, and we can preach the gospel every single day to them, where Reverend Billy Graham only preached it once, and look at the return. We can turn the heart of this nation. Do it now. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving.
Previously on the VFN radio program.
If you want to, review what's taking place in America, our founding fathers, the original intent of how things are designed and how, you know, presently there's a scheme, there's a plan going on to surpass your every representative that you put in place to look after you, which means you got to start looking after you. If our representatives allow themselves to be looked over, then you're going to have to look.
Right.
You know, you can't say... You can't say, shame on you. You let me be taken captive and take my First Amendment rights away. You know, it's like, no, shame on us.
Right.
We need to get involved because this is a government by the people and for the people. Mm-hmm. We cannot blame government when we're the ones that put them there.
That's right.
But we can change government that lines up with our values, you know, the values of our founding fathers. And that's what's so beautiful about the design, that, you know, if we do make mistakes and things are happening that are contrary to our value system, although we'll suffer for a while, that, you know, with that, we can recover. We can recover by begin to change, and it takes a while to change. I mean, it takes a while. I like the way President Reagan, when he came in, he just started going by the law. He started going by the law and just said, okay, fine. If you're going to go on strike, mm-hmm. you're fired. But he did. He fired all the air traffic controllers because we've got to undo this thing that says the very people that we elected to represent us, mm-hmm. we can't let employees that work for us in the tax dollar determine our tax base because they now are unionized and they're telling the unions, the federal unions now, mm-hmm. are telling the taxpayer in a roundabout way that you're going to have to pay more taxes because we have a union and you can't pay us less, you can't fire us, you can't do this. And so now, mm-hmm. and it was said, FDR said in the very beginning, you know, he said that it's a travesty. It's a travesty with even thinking about that no federal employee on the federal till should be involved in some union, some bargaining powers, mm-hmm. because they're working for you, the taxpayer. Right. They're working for the American citizen. And so if they have that kind of power, then they're legislating to you. Mm-hmm. They're telling you based on their union bargainings, the federal government. You're looking at, you know, postal unions. You're looking at, you know, all these unions in the federal government. And that was given because people wanted power, mm-hmm. you know, the more you give. And they say that a democracy ends once the people find out that they can vote themselves treasures out of the coffers of their nation, out of the treasure mm-hmm. of their nation. It was said, in, I think, in the 1800s. And so here it is. And so when you think federal union, you're thinking, you think about this, that means that they can determine what their wage is going to be. Mm. They can determine what their health care plan is going to be. And they could tell the person that you elected that you have to pay us this amount of money and you can't fire us.
Right.
And so then the one that you actually represent you is now already representing the union. And they're going to come back to you and say, listen to their constituents. I'm going to have to raise your taxes because, you know, these are federal employees and they have a union. And they're the ones in power here. And we have to, you know, that's the federal law says that they have a right now to be able to do that. And it's like, oh, my goodness. Bubba's got, like, he's the one running the country. He's like, because he's determined these huge pay packages. I mean, they say the average pay for federal employees is like $75,000. The average.
Wow.
And that's taxpayer money. Mm-hmm. And if you need federal employees, that's one thing. But having a unionized federal employee, which means they tell your elected officials how, in a roundabout way, is how much they're going to have to come tell you how much they need to raise the taxes to be able to sustain their desired income and their desired health care plan. Mm. And that's it. This is amazing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And you don't think about that if you're not paying close attention. But remember, it's a government by the people for the people. So you need to pay attention. And nobody really that's in a union complains about a union.
No, not
it's amazing
so much.
How it works, you know? Mm-hmm. But, you know, when the federal government, I'm just totally outside, I'm talking specifically about federal government, you know, that as a Christian, you know, the Lord tells us that we're supposed to submit to our bosses as unto the Lord. And if they don't pay us right, you know, James writes about that the wages they fail to pay us cry out against them before God. But we're not supposed to force their hand and make them pay us. But God will, you mm-hmm. know, God will. But he says very specifically, he'll take care of you. Mm-hmm. And granted, you know, there's evil people and people do things, but you can, in America, you can change jobs.
That's right.
You can change jobs. But forcing your employer to pay you money when there was a day that you didn't have a job and that you said, man, I sure do need a job, and you went through, you know, monster search, or you went something out your resumes and you went and talked to all your friends and families, where most people get jobs mm-hmm. through references to people.
Right.
And then you get hired up and you were so humble that day. You were so grateful that you got a job, and you're telling everybody at your church gathering, I just want to thank the Lord that, you mm-hmm. know, God provided for me. He did. And now, like 6 months later, you're telling them how to run the company. You're complaining about the benefits plan. Mm-hmm. You're saying that your hourly wage is not enough. Mm-hmm. You're saying that you should be treated better, but there's partiality in the workplace. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what happened to the gratitude?
Yep.
What happened to the man and the woman that was sitting there shaking at the interview, hoping that they would get the job, not knowing if they would get it or not?
That's right.
Where did the pride come from? You know, and now, it increased from there to finally people said, you know what, we need to unionize. We need to tell these people. I was like, there was a day you didn't have a job, you know?
That's right.
And now there's many days and many people don't have jobs. Mm-hmm. But maybe we should not have strong-hand our employer. Maybe we shouldn't have tied their hands and say, you owe me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now we allowed that, and now it's happening in the government. It's happening everywhere.
Right.
And where's the gratitude for the man or the woman who painstakingly laid out the foundation and believed for a business and hammered it out and many times for years just paid the employees, not even themselves. And now there's something that's been going for some time that you show up at this particular business, but you don't understand. It started from an idea. It started from a word. It started from somebody that was brave enough to try
mm-hmm.
and do something. And now you're working for what was an idea.
Mm-hmm.
It was somebody that just hammered out and did the groundwork, the entrepreneurial spirit in America that people who don't live in America that are wanting to come here to be able to do that. Now this generation just wanting to show up as somebody and exist in somebody else's entrepreneurial benefit
mm-hmm.
and then tell them how to do it. It's like, that's just so offensive to the person who, you know, needed to hire employees because their idea grew so big and so large that they needed mm-hmm. to give you a job and help you with your family.
Right.
And you work, they pay you, and that's it.
That's it.
You know, and that if you don't like that arrangement, then you go, you know what, I'm going to put in my 2 weeks notice and I'm out of here. And so, but now we turn into this everybody's like cords tying everybody to everybody. And now it looks like that's manifesting spiritually where the government is now going to tie themselves to the people.
Mm.
You know, and there is no bargaining. I mean, the Lord says, come and reason with me, but he's not saying come and change my word. He says, okay, there'll be another way to me other than through Jesus. I mean, he's not going to say that.
Right.
He's going to let you know about his mercy and his grace and his love for you and his willingness to forgive you. And, you know, that's reasoning with God. And, but it's not, there's no bargaining.
Right.
You know, and so I just want to encourage you this morning, you know, be thankful and grateful for your job. You know, God blesses the work of your hands.
Right.
You know, and as you're working, just thank God for it. And if you need a job, change your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Change your perspective to where, Lord, if you give me a job, I'll be grateful for it. And I'll write this statement down and pin it to the wall so I can look at it for the next 10 years. And if I ever start complaining, Lord, remind me about it that I didn't have one before I asked you for one.
That's right.
And the Lord, you know, spoke to me early on when all this stuff started to unfold. And of course, when you're speaking prophetically, people think you're, you know, you're losing it. How could this be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see a hand. It's writing on the wall. It's not good. Party, you know. And the one thing that the Lord had on my heart was there'll be a day that a man, a CEO who formerly wore a suit, will be working in Kmart, or no, in Walmart.
Walmart, yeah.
And he'll, which is a big adjustment, and he'll be grateful. We'll be right back in a moment. I don't know if you actually found out about our newsletter. We have a newsletter now. It's called The Torch. And what this is about, it's about sending you and our listeners who subscribe to it on a weekly basis or biweekly or monthly, whichever one you desire, just let us know, what happened during that week. So many things happen in our life. We get so busy, and sometimes we forget or we want to share with our friends. Well, you can sign up today. You can subscribe today for The Torch. The Torch is the newsletter for the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program that we send out to you in your email. An update. What happened that week? What happened with some of the segments that happened on VFN Radio? What were some of the things that were loosed on VFN TV? What's happening prophetically? It will come to you in your email if you sign up for The Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on subscribe and sign up for The Torch today so we can keep you informed tomorrow. That's VFNTV.com.
If you're a believer today, and you're saying, you know, I hear you. I've accepted the Lord in my heart, but there's something in my heart. I want to do something for God. You know what? Maybe VFNU is for you. It's time to be prepared. It's time. Listen, we're believing for a third great awakening. We're believing for the glory of God. We need God more than ever in our nation. Right. We need God more than ever in the church. And let me tell you, if you're tired of sitting, you know, you want to get in the game. Mm. You know, so you're tired of sitting, you want to get in the game. You want to do something for God.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, I invite you, VFNU. VFNU, Vine Fellowship Network University, .org, and explore the opportunity of being on the front lines. Listen, it's not as hard as what religion's made it out to be. We're all called to the ministry of reconciliation, right? Reconciling the world to God. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Wouldn't it be trained up and taught? Right. And it's not just a university. VFNU is not just a university where you just get filled with all types of, you know, theological reference. Listen, this is just anointed God. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just anointed God preparing you with anointed teachings as well as practical wisdom and all focused on the original intent of the church and Jesus Christ.
That's right.
He's enough.
That's right.
Listen, God has a destiny and a purpose for your life. Discover it. Ask him. He'll reveal it to you and show you what he has in store for you.
You know, John, I've been really encouraged, you know, listening to Greg, you know, hearing about his, he's got a lot of direction about wanting to, you know, start working out again. And, you know, I went to a local gym and they had a membership fee, man. They wanted like $50 a month.
$50 a month.
Yeah. I was like,
that's kind of cheap, actually.
Well, I mean, my workout plan is just going to work just to save up that $50 just so I can have a membership fee to get into the gym to start working out. And I'm like, this ain't working, man. You know? And I'm like, I just can't do the $50. So I was like, I gotta find something that I can, you know, that's going to encourage me where there's no subscription fee.
Really?
And I found out. Check it out. You can subscribe. VFNTV.com, become a subscriber. You get more content. You get more messages that'll encourage you. If you're not a subscriber, check it out. Go to VFNTV.com, become a subscriber.
There is nothing, I mean nothing, Pat, worse than man's religion. Yeah. You know, man's attempt to work his way to God.
Right.
You know, I'm just trying to get right in my own works and stuff. And there's nothing more enjoyable than a relationship with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. And that he's called us to walk in intimacy with him. I mean, the statement, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, is not just some pat answer to let somebody know that you're saved. The question is, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you guys chat? Do y'all talk? Mm-hmm. I mean, do you hear him? Do you know his voice? And that, you know, and you may be listening right now and thinking, I didn't know you could do that. I just listened to my preacher talk, or I just listened to my pastor speak, or I listened to teachers, or I read other people who heard from God, which is, you know, that's cool. But God loves you and wants to talk to you.
Right.
You know, and people want, they want this, but sometimes they just need a simple plan to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you can find that plan. We have a plan for you that can begin you on a simple abiding plan. Because he says in John 15, apart from abiding with me, Jesus says this, you can do nothing.
Right.
And if you want to get freedom in your life, you want to begin to do something, you know what I'm saying? And watch what God's able to do. Begin from the point of success, which is abiding with him. You can go right now to iabide.org, just like the iPhone, iabide.org. Read a little bit about it. If you like it, go ahead and write there, request an abiding plan. Immediately, you'll be given an abiding plan. It has a video, has how to do it, some simple little steps to do it. And it's not as complicated as religion made it out to be. Listen, God wants to talk with you. Mm-hmm. You can write your own devotional. Listen. Just try it for 6 weeks. They say, you know, for 6 weeks, I'm going to begin, because they say it takes about 40 days to build a habit. Mm-hmm. You know, take 6 weeks out of your life and say, you know, for the next 6 weeks, I'm going to abide daily at a certain time, at a certain place. And it has all this kind of tell you how to do it. And just watch what happens and see how your life begins. Watch how God begins to speak to you. Mm-hmm. You can find this at iabide.org. Request your free plan today at iabide.org. Well, I know this. I know that we talked about on. You're not going to believe this, John. I don't know if. I'm sure you heard it. That couldn't believe that as we're doing Friday's radio program, we're just talking about what's going on. We find out that Pat doesn't even know who Paula Deen is.
Get out. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I was dumbfounded. I was totally, I didn't know what to do. I was actually lost for words. I'm thinking, like, how do you describe Paula Deen?
This American cooking hero, Paula Deen?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The woman who drinks butter.
Right.
And I want to say thank you, because our listeners began to communicate with us, and they let us know, or let Pat know who she was. But also, you can go to the VFN TV blog. We actually have a clip of her,
mm-hmm.
you know, on the blog of her making a hamburger. She's making a hamburger, and in this hamburger,
oh my goodness,
yeah, it's amazing hamburger. You know, I couldn't imagine it. But those that don't live,
didn't they call it the heart attack?
I don't know. Could have.
I thought I heard
yes,
it somewhere.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, Paula Deen's heart attack.
Oh my goodness.
I'm looking at it right now. And you have Dunkin' Donuts there, right? You have like...
Right.
You know, and we have, you know, Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' Donuts.
Ooh.
That's why we're larger down here. You know what I'm saying? There's a reason. I like... I was talking to Cindy, by the way. This is a rabbit trail. I was talking to Cindy. And which is funny in itself. I mean, if you
yes,
spend some time
is.
Talking to Cindy,
it's hilarious.
And we were together in Cottonwood, and I remember she was talking about, you know, she was just giving a praise report, and she said, "Yes, you know, I was praying. I went to go get a donut at Krispy Kreme, and I just want to thank the Lord that it didn't look like I was going to have a parking space, but I prayed for a parking space, and I just want to give a praise report." After circling the donut shop for five times, the Lord opened up a spot for me.
Lord is good. Lord is good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's also bad. It's called the heart attack, actually, like Pat's saying. But she takes this hamburger. You can see this video on the VFN TV blog. You get to it at VFNTV.com. But she's has a friend of hers there, and she takes she has English muffins and different things that they're going to use as a bun, but she also has some Krispy Kreme donuts there that and then you're thinking they're going to have donuts with something, I guess, but all of a sudden they look at each other and they get this evilest look in their eyes and say, let's just do it. And so they reach over and they grab a donut, a Krispy Kreme donut, and put the hamburger meat on it. They put a hamburger meat on a donut.
Oh my goodness.
Hamburger patty.
Patty.
Yeah.
Cooked.
Yeah.
Gotta make sure. And then they put egg on it.
Fried egg. Mm-hmm.
And then bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And then another donut on top of that.
Where is this?
It's on the VFN TV blog. Right there on the VFN TV blog. Paula Deen, the heart attack, I guess it's called. You know, and they ate it, you know, and they're thinking, like, they're having kind of thoughts about it. And her friend bites it. It's obviously two donuts, a hamburger. It's a big bite. But she takes it, by the way. It's amazing. I was like, whoa. And so she takes a bite, and she looks at her like, man, this stuff is good. And then Paula took a bite. You got to find out who she is. She's very funny. I had a chance to see some of her things when I was in Savannah, and that's what actually brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pretty amazing. So Pat didn't know, but he knows who she is now.
Now I know.
Yeah, it's at.
Don't you forget. Jeez,
it's probably good not to know. I mean, she's sweet. It's good to know that she don't cook. She cooks. You don't know that part.
Yeah,
she puts two sticks of butter in this, a big old thing of that, and she just talks.
That's what makes her so good.
She talks and I gain weight. I think I don't know what it is. Previously on the VFN radio program. And available right now on the VFN Torch, you can get to it at VFNTV.com, is a prophetic word from Rick Joyner.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Fullness of Time and the Valley of Decision. You've got to read this. You may look at it and think.
Mm-hmm.
You may look at it and think that This is a lot of words, and I know that we're kind of an illiterate generation. So is there any way, can somebody read this to me? You know,
right.
Take your time to read it. A prophecy is this, if it's accurate. A prophecy is your future in advance. Mm-hmm. You know, so many people want to know, oh, well, I still have this job in a year. You know, will America make it?
Mm-hmm.
will Israel be at war in a few days? And we're going to be talking about that today. But this is a a word that I believe is an accurate word because I've seen it walked out. And it was part of what you know, when the prophetic encounter that he had with, and he wrote about it in the Final Quest, was so important because it began to really explain the things that we don't see that we're wrestling against and what's mm-hmm. happening to the church and how, you know, thousands of believers can be held captive by just two demons of fear.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And after a while, it's just like, you know, you get really, it's like, come on, just die already. You know, or the fear is like, what are you afraid of?
Yeah.
Are you going to spend your whole life captive in fear? And it's fear of loss, fear of humiliation, mm-hmm. you know, fear of not, you know, of, you know, trouble. I don't know. But it's like, you know, really, you know, this is all about faith. What did Jesus say when the disciples came to him and they were in the boat and there was a storm going on? Just, that was just a weather storm going on. Mm-hmm. You know, today we have every kind of storm going on.
Yeah.
At the same time.
And these are the ones walking with Jesus. And they went and they found him, you know, in the bottom of the boat. And obviously it wasn't a boat like Americans would think. Wow, he must have been on one of those cruise ships, you know, down there in the surface. He was like, no.
Right. No, right. I don't think so.
You know, when you see the Galilee, you're thinking, wow, guys. Well, y'all were scared. I was like, either way, you know, they said that the storm was so bad, they're thinking, we're going to drown. We're going to die. And so they mm-hmm. go and they go on their prayer, they go to pray. No, they go down to find Jesus. And they say, don't you even care? Don't you even care that we're going to die? You know, our economy's going to crash and I'm going to lose my relationships. And you don't even care, Jesus. You don't even care. You know, and Jesus, you know, wakes up. What's going on, guys? What's on? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Economy straighten up. Weather straighten up.
Mm-hmm.
Storm. Peace. Be still.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, they're going like, Who is this that even the storms listen to? Mm-hmm. You know?
That's right.
You know, he didn't do like we would do. It's like, you're just now getting the revelation.
Yeah, right. Right.
Hello.
It's like, I thought you were a believer last year.
The eyeball coming back.
Yeah, right. Is my eye twitching right now?
Yeah, right.
None of those things gave you any indication.
I mean, he didn't do that. He just said, you of little faith. Mm-hmm. But they had faith, which is really important. You know, sometimes it can look like we don't have any, but if you look really close with your microscope, there's some situations that really you just, you know, you're hanging on. And then, but he said, you have a little faith. He rebuked them. Mm-hmm. And so right now, when all this stuff is going on, understand it's nothing but a storm. And the greatest day of the church is yet to come. I mean, it's written, mm-hmm. the greatest days are yet to come. But with it, you know, obviously persecution, but we're not looking for ourselves. We're looking for the glory of God. We're looking for souls to be saved. We're looking for, the only thing that we can carry with us in eternity is the people that we tell about him that accept him.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can spend eternity with those who we told him about.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Told them about him. And so understanding that is like, this is a great opportunity. You know, this is a really great opportunity. And he talks about in this word about the waves. And, you know, there's one thing God has shown us over and over again is these waves,
mm-hmm.
these waves. And with a tsunami and with a wave and the things that come, you know, a great harvest, a garden comes and produces fruit only after the hard soil is tilled and broken up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And things are planted in it.
Right.
And when people's hearts are hard, you know, it takes difficult circumstances. It takes things to go through rough places. And if we don't understand that a seed has to first die before it can bear fruit, mm-hmm. that we can mess up our perspective and respond just like the disciples. And we could say, oh, don't you even care? And it's like, dude, it's not even about you. We're breaking, mm-hmm. I'm breaking hard soil up in the hearts of men so you can tell them about me and plant the seed of hope and the kingdom in their hearts so they could find me. And right. if we don't understand that, you know, we're supposed to be stable and steadfast when things are shaking because we're waiting for the quake to be able to soften their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't be running around screaming, this guy, oh my goodness, oh, I'm going to lose my stuff, and oh, what's going on? It's like, no. You know, we're prepared. God's been telling us about what to do. And the only reason we're preparing is not for self-preservation. It's so that we can be there for others.
Right.
You know, so we can remain faithful, steadfast. And it's amazing the things that God has shared. And what he talks about in this prophetic word, and you got to read it. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but about is this is a window of time that we had to prepare because the first wave came, but it pretty much skipped the West. It skipped Europe. It skipped America, the Americas. And this next wave is going to be like a tsunami. But the time between the waves was the time for us to prepare and to train. And I mean, if you're talking about prepare, I mean, it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's we've been nonstop day in, day out, you know, and there's others, I'm sure, in the world that are doing it. But he said this, which is pretty interesting in there. I mean, John, you probably want to talk about it more, but but he said that that time, many people wasted that time and did not prepare, which means it's going to come. The purpose of it is to be able to bring in a great harvest of men and women to the kingdom of God, but not being prepared is not good. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you that you can prepare. You know, get with your pastor and to say, listen, I want to be prepared for the coming harvest. You know, and if you're not connected or related to a gathering of people who believes what I'm talking about, then you need to first tell them about it and see if they'll believe. You know, share with them the word that's on the torch right now and share with them VFN radio. And maybe I'd encourage them, but if they're going to say nothing's happening, nothing, you know, you need to get prepared. You know, you need to get prepared, and I encourage you to do this. Go and watch the tsunami that took place in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, watch the tsunami that took place. You know, that just it looks like nothing's going to happen. It's just a typical day,
right?
Like the eye of a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
And then this big, huge wave, this gathering of a wave is out there because it has a shifting of the plates or whatever. And so it creates this void in the bottom of the ocean that all this water just goes down to this lowest spot, which means it pulls water from the shore. So it looks like things are the water is going away.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, what he's talking about in this word is that it's going to look like the church is in its greatest retreat.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to look like the church is, you know, that it looks like that the church is, quote, as if it could, but can't, you know, it's going to look, he says, don't chase this tide, you know, and what we're talking to everybody about all the time is to stay steadfast, to stay stable, stay fruitful, you know, get a strategy for a productive life, begin to abide with God. And that's what he talks about over and over again. So that you won't follow all these things and we're not talking about panic, we're talking about preparation to be fruitful. And he said, don't chase the tide because it's going to be coming in. And what happens is it looks like the water's going away, but all of a sudden the biggest move of God is going to come like a tsunami and it's just going to go everywhere. But when it goes everywhere, you have to understand, you know, anything that you're hanging on to, self, occupation, property, things, whatever it is you think you have to have other than God, will be like an anchor to you. It'll control you. It's become a god to you, and you're not going to be able to be a part of the tsunami, the move of God that's going on. You have to hold everything loosely, and then he talks about, you know, that he's going to be restoring the call of the sons of Issachar. The anointing of understanding the times. And that's one thing the Lord has really, you know, given me is about understanding the seasons and the times. And it's almost like I'm able to prepare for it and prepare everybody for it, you know, while you look crazy. And then all of a sudden they go, hey, you know, this is a good idea. You know, it's like, yeah, you were beating me last week. But the timings of Issachar said that the Lord, it told me at one time, he says, you know, that's what I'm going to give you that anointing. That's what he said that he's given to Rick. And he said, it's going to be everywhere though, across the body. And if you're abiding with God, And the sons of Issachar, they understood the times and the seasons. And so it's not going to be just a few people. Everybody's going to know this is the time.
This is that, right?
And this is what's next. And, you know, hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And that everybody that abides with God is going to hear his voice. And he's going to pour out his Spirit on all flesh.
Mm-hmm.
In that, he says, you know, talking about surfing, you know, and John being an avid surfer, you know, but I'll just do my best, is that you have to get on your board. You know, you have to position yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get to know the right place and the right time where the wave's coming. You have to be in that place at the right time, and you have to be moving in the direction of the wave.
Right.
Mm.
And that was one of the original words that, you know, I was sharing as we were doing what God told us to do in the context of that. And imagine being on a surfboard and this large wave behind you, and you're on your belly and you're paddling with your arms in the water, mm-hmm. and you got to be paddling,
mm-hmm.
and you have to be paddling in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
If you're paddling sideways, you're just going to flip over.
Yeah, you're dead. Right.
If you're paddling too slow, it's going to be like a real, you know, shooting star moment for you. It'll like, mm-hmm. boom, well, that was something. Let's write a book. And then, mm-hmm. but if you're paddling in the right direction and you're listening to the seasons, the times, and you understand that this is coming and you position yourself and you are trained up, and that's what the season's about. And if you haven't been trained up, I encourage you to begin to look to VFNU, Vine Fellowship Network University, and maybe that's mm-hmm. for you to be trained up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole process to that, but you know, you have a limited amount of time. But to me, I think it's the fastest way to be trained up as you're abiding with God. I was listening to some testimonies. I actually was reading an article from Charisma Magazine about IHOP, International House of Prayer, and they talk about how the students show up in their classes there in IHOP U so ready, because they spend their time soaking in God and the Word of God and in prayer, because you have 24-hour prayer there.
Right.
So when they come into the classrooms, they challenge the instructors.
Mm.
Well, with VFNU, it's about abiding with God, and that you're hanging out with God. So when you're hearing revelation, it's revelation that you're getting this aha moment continually, because you are already with God. So it's this rapid oxygen chamber of growth if you submit yourself to what God is doing, and it's revealed to you what God wants for the season. And maybe that's for you to prepare you for what's coming on. I mean, you can check out and go to vfnu.org, and maybe that can prepare you. And maybe you're even called to be a part of the VFN family, but not, you still can be trained up possibly for where God has you and what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to vfnu.org. But with that, you know, he had the final quest, the encounter with final quest, and then the call.
Mm-hmm.
And the call is amazing, because in 1998 is when he signed the commitment for the publishing of The Call.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's when a huge phase of what we were doing, we're reading this thing and thinking, man, this describes to a T.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about three different armies,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the first army brought a lot of destruction and was infighting and all this kind of stuff going on, and they couldn't accomplish nothing. They did destruction going in, the destruction coming out. The second army, they would come into a bad town, for example, and they would do good things and it would look good. But when they left, they would walk all over and kill. They would destroy their own fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last army would walk in. There was no infighting, no jealousy, no envy, although there was ranks and there's rightly related an army. That. But when they would walk into a bad city, it would get better. And they would, in this vision, you could see all these buildings, you know, businesses operating again and green grass, and it'd be great. And then they would leave and the town would stay good.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord asked him, you know, in this vision, he said, what do you think I should do to this first army? And he's like, you know, smack them. And he goes, this is my church.
Wow.
This is my church. And, you know, and he loves us. God loves us. And so he realized, you know, oh my goodness, we have a long ways to go to prepare. But that's 1998.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are. We've been intensely trying to hear God and to prepare and to be an army that of believers, you know, God's army,
mm-hmm.
a spiritual army, not a military type thing. And to go and to win the harvest and to mm-hmm. be able to deal with the powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness, which is Satan's army, mm-hmm. in a second, Ephesians 6:12. And so it looks like God has prepared us, and probably maybe some of you that are listening, if you're not prepared, you can, you know, join those that are prepared and become a part of the army. You know, we actually, our leaders, you know, in VFM, we talk about, they're Gideon's army.
Mm-hmm.
That's a word that God had given us, and it's based off of that God can use a few selfless soldiers who follow the patterns of heaven, what God reveals, the battle plans and strategies to free an entire nation.
Right.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, mm-hmm. my goodness. And there's armies. I feel like there's flanks of armies all over the world and all over America just waiting for our commander-in-chief, Jesus Christ, to say, you know, charge! You know, and I can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it. So when things are at their worst, realize that it's going to be really good for the kingdom of God and for the church. Not good in the context of what happened in the 80s and what happened in the 90s, where everybody's, you know, building their own houses and driving around in fancy cars. That's not, you don't measure good in the kingdom of God based off of that. And my God, don't mind you having things, but it's based mm-hmm. off of souls being saved, that
mm-hmm.
you know, a great awakening, a third great awakening that changes the DNA of a culture,
mm-hmm.
and but it's going to come. This is an important part of this, and you just need to read this word. It's going to encourage you, and it really bears witness with myself. It bears witness
mm-hmm.
With those that are in leadership around me, and it's going to be coming on the edge of what looks like it's almost over.
Mm.
And listen, devil can't pull nothing over on God. So don't think, oh my goodness, this is going to happen and that's going to happen. It's going to be, and don't ever interpret what we're saying. No, God's more powerful than mm-hmm. that.
Right.
But realize you got to make it through the storm and hold on to your faith and realize that, prepare yourself for to be a part of taking in the harvest. And what do? You go and you tell them about the kingdom of God. He said, go into all the world and preach the kingdom. Don't preach salvation. He didn't say go preach salvation. Hey, I got 20,000 people saved. Well, what's their name? Well, I don't know their name. And did you tell them about the kingdom? No, you're supposed to seek first the kingdom. You didn't even tell them about the kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, he didn't say go preach salvation. He said the kingdom of God would be preached to all and the end would come.
Right.
He said, when you're talking to them, he says, tell them that the kingdom of God is near. Why is it near? Because if you're a believer, the kingdom of God is in you.
Mm-hmm.
And if they become a believer, the kingdom moves inside of them. Know ye not that you're the temple of God, that God's kingdom dwells inside of you, but it's like a seed.
Right.
And it needs to grow. And how does it grow? It grows through discipleship. Then he tells us, make disciples of everyone
mm-hmm.
that believes, after baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Right.
And that's what we're called to do. That's what we're called to do. And it's the most exciting thing that we can be a part of. And that's what we want to do at VFN Radio, VFN TV. We want to be a part of help encouraging you to move into not the great suggestion, the great commission, and prepare yourself now. And you need to prepare yourself. You can't just say it's coming, I'll just jump out there when it happens. Because if you go back and watch a video of Japan, it just overtakes everything. And it washed an entire city away.
Mm.
And so we have to be ready for what's about to come on the face of the earth, understanding behind it and in it is going to be the greatest harvest men has ever seen on the face of the earth. You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.